I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Good morning. This is Brooke Howard with The Daily Beast. It's Friday, July 30th, and this is a sad day. This is the final morning edition of the Cheat Sheet podcast. Want to keep listening to The Daily Beast? Check out The New Abnormal, where editor-at-large Molly Jong-Fass has fun, sharp conversations with some of the smartest people in media, politics, and science that help make what's happening in the country and world clear. Go listen and subscribe today. Now, on to the top stories the Cheat Sheet team is watching right now. In a leaked slideshow, the CDC has acknowledged that the Delta variant of the coronavirus is far more transmissible than others, even among people who are vaccinated. The agency is struggling to communicate to the public that vaccinations are still the best defense of the coronavirus, despite the threat of the more contagious variant and the rising number of breakthrough infections. The Department of Defense announced Thursday that its employees, both military and civilian, must provide their coronavirus vaccination status. If the employees are not vaccinated, they will have to face strict protocols like wearing a mask indoors, being tested multiple times a week, and maintaining distance from others at all times. They may also be restricted from some travel. A district attorney in Northern California says the nation's largest utility company, PG&E, committed a crime last year in failing to update its equipment, which sparked a devastating wildfire. The Shasta County DA said in a press release that the company was, quote, criminally liable for causing the Zog fire, which took four lives in September 2020. The DA added that she plans to bring criminal charges against the company. PG&E said its equipment may have sparked the Dixie fire that is currently raging, and it has been found criminally liable for a previous deadly wildfire. In order to mitigate the fire danger, the company announced last week that it would bury more than 10,000 miles of its power lines across the American West. The effort is expected to cost tens of billions of dollars. New cases of COVID-19 are spiking in Arkansas, thanks to a combination of the Delta variant and people not getting vaccinated. In response to the rising numbers, Republican Governor Asa Hutchinson announced Thursday that things have now reached a state of emergency, but there will be no serious measures taken to try and mitigate the emergency. Hutchinson said in a televised announcement, quote, I am reinstating the statewide public health emergency as of today. There will be no statewide mask mandate imposed by me. There's no discussion about restrictions on business mandates on businesses. We are wide open in Arkansas. We're going to be doing business in Arkansas. We have to live with the threat of the virus. Make this make sense. Talk about being a real-life MacGyver. An Australian canoe or kayaker competing in the Tokyo Olympics had to use a condom to fix her ride. The nose of Jess Fox's kayak was damaged prior to her final race, and she posted a video of herself stretching a condom over the craft. Oh, and that's not all. Before the race, Fox said she was not feeling well due to the food she had eaten, so she stole away from her teammates to vomit behind tents. After all of that, Fox went on to win gold in the women's C1 canoe and bronze in the canoe K1 races. That's all for this morning. Check back this afternoon for more of the news you need to know. Find us wherever you listen to podcasts.
Tired of ads barging into your favorite news podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay up to date on everything newsworthy by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/news ad free. That's amazon.com/news ad free to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.